All right. Well, joining us now, we have from Game Golf, John McGuire is joining us. John, what's going on this morning? Welcome into the golf shop.
Good morning, guys. Great to be here.
So, you know, we've been hearing about Game Golf. We've seen the commercials with Graham McDowell. G-Mac's been doing some stuff for you guys for a while. What's new at Game Golf right now?
Yeah, so we are actually launching our next generation of our product. In 2014, we launched Game Golf Classic, which was a little device that's worn on the belt and little tags that go into all your clubs. And then basically the analogy that has been used is it's like the shotlink system that's used on the professional tour to capture all your shots, your stats, and bring your data to life, but for amateur golfers. We're now launching the next generation of that product, which is Game Golf Live, which is a really from listening to our customers, they want an experience where while you're playing golf, you can actually get your data. So not just get your distance to the green, but you can also get your actually what I'm hitting my clubs in real time as you're playing the round of golf.
Because with the classic model, the one we've all seen, with it's the red device that's worn on the belt and the clips that go on the end of the club and you tap it and all that kind of stuff that's so cool, you there's a lot of after-the-round information that you're capturing. And what you've done essentially with Game Golf Live is, as you say, taking this to the experience and allow the player to get more out of it in the moment. Now, how do you see this? Yeah. How do you see this playing out, you know, I know Game Golf was approved by the USGA and RNA. How do you see this iteration playing out in terms of the rules of golf?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, again, we designed the system so that you can use it in either way. If you decide that you want to use the device with your iOS or with your Android phone while you're playing, then you can do that. But if you're playing in competition, you can wear the device without the phone. You don't need the phone. So we've created it so that it can be like classic, actually, so that you can just play no phone, then you're good to go in competition. But if you want to use your phone, if you want to get the data while you're playing, then obviously you're not going to use it in that mode while you're playing in competition. So it still is approved without the use of the phone.
Gotcha. Well, John, I actually played around with someone wearing one, and I was fascinated by the operation of it. And then the discussion with this gentleman about what he uses it for. I mean, it's almost like having multiple caddies with you, taking notes and having a coach with you at all times. Because I think what we all fear as golfers is getting out there and the unknown. What do I do in this circumstance? What have I done historically in this circumstance? What has worked? What hasn't? Is that the primary benefit you see long-term, is helping people shave strokes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can make it even simpler. It's most, you know, we have the device now. So it has been used in over 100 countries worldwide on over 18,000 golf courses. So the reason I say that means that we have a large data set. We have a lot of usage. So we know that golfers, if I was to surface up, well, what is the primary benefit of this system? I think that, you know, from the data, it's actually really diving in how far you hit each club. Most golfers, 94% of golfers, according to our data set, they under club, they actually come short off the green. So if you're selecting the wrong club, you know, you're going to be adding strokes to your game. Whereas if you actually really know that, you know, it's the 6-iron that gets me there, you know, not the club that I thought, and then you hit that 6-iron and it gets you there, well, then, you know, you're going to be dropping strokes. And we've seen that, and that has been tested, actually. So I think the primary benefit of what we're doing here is that it really dials in, you know, the distance that you're actually hitting your clubs, because most people have an incorrect perception of what that is.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about the average amateur golfer, and I'm sure this is what your research has showed, is that they don't hit enough club more often than not to get them to the green, and this is going to be the tool that helps them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what it does. It dials in how far you hit each club. And then, you know, we've got some new features coming. Actually, we've got some very, very really valuable, in my opinion, really valuable features coming. So this kind of terminology of data-driven practice, because we have the data, there's a lot of stuff we can do now. And on the PGA Tour, you may have heard of this whole strokes gained analysis that they use on the tour. And most people really don't know what that is. So we're using strokes gained analysis, which really, we use that. We look at four areas. We look off the tee, your approach shots, during your short game, and putting now as well. And using the strokes gained metrics, we start to do, in those four areas, we start to tell you, you know, for example, in your approach game, you need to practice from 125 to 140 to reduce four strokes in your round. So we're getting really granular on, we're going to start giving recommendations based on the user's data. So not based on, you know, subjective or perception. It's actually based on data. Here's areas that you actually need to practice. Here's actually, if you practice those areas and get good in them, here's the number of strokes that you can start to save. So we're beginning to get now really granular, and this is where I wanted to get to, but we now have the data to do that.
So how do people get started with game golf? What do they need to do? What's the equipment that they need, and where do they get it?
So there's a website called gamegolf.com, and that'll give people more information. The Game Golf Live, that isn't there yet, but in the next few days, that's about to be turned on. But to get an understanding of what Game Golf is, if you just go to the website, you know, we've got free apps. So we've an iOS app, we've an Android app that are free that you can download. You know, it gives you your distances. You can manually tag your shots, and it'll start to give you an understanding of what the platform is. So that's free, and that allows people to start using the product, start using the platform, seeing the data, do they like this type of an approach. And then, then you can get Game Golf Classic if you want to, but obviously with Game Golf Live now coming in the next few days, but you'll be able to buy that online. You also will be able to get it in store. So it's going into all the pro shops. It's going into the PGA Tour Superstore, Golf Galaxy, all the places that you'd expect. This product will be available in the next few weeks here.
All right, now you're going to think I'm asking this question for myself, and Mark probably will confirm that. Is it dummy-proof? I mean, what if I go out and I'm using it on a round and I forget to tap and I forget to tag? Is the round then useless and the data lost? And I mean, how cumbersome is it to use? And can mistakes be overcome?
Yeah, that's another good question, because it gets to the heart of it. You know, with Game Golf Classic, you tag each shot, and we built that tagging mechanism. You know, we actually built that in purposely. You know, my background is engineering, but it's also behavioral psychology. I've worked with everything from professional ballerinas to the weekend warrior golfer when it comes to the mental side of sport. So when we sat down with Graham McDowell and Yves Berhard, the designer, the Swiss designer that's behind the design of this product, we wanted to build in, you know, the kind of thought process that professional golfers go through into that product for a normal golfer, for amateur golfers. So the tagging actually is a trigger to, when you tag, you know, it's a trigger to you to ask yourself, you know, what would a good shot look like? And then you step in, you go through your physical routine, and you take the shot. And if you do that, you can't be thinking about the group behind you. You can't be thinking about that last poor shot that you took. You only can be thinking about the shot at hand. And if golfers were to do that alone, it would dramatically increase what's going on. So we built that into the product. Mm. But what we found was, you know, for people that didn't really realize what that was and seen the tagging as a mechanical process, you know, they found it a little bit cumbersome. So we developed a shot detection algorithm. So you now can go out, and even if you forget to tag, we've built an algorithm that actually, our software, that actually picks up that you took a shot, and we even suggest the club that you probably took the shot with, because we have data. We're working very, very hard here to make this process as seamless as possible. But there is an advantage to tagging that most people don't know about, and that's really to keep you in the moment.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what would a good shot look like? Step in and take the shot. You know, if you do that, it actually it dramatically improves what happens out there. And a lot of the professional golfers, that's something that they subconsciously do. But a lot of them just can't articulate how they do that. Whereas the likes of Graham McDowell, you know, when we when we asked him enough questions, that started to come through, that this is a process that he goes through with his caddy, you know, wind, distance, and then it's like, okay, what's the right club? And then he looks down the line, and he in his head, he plays the shot in his head. And when we realized he was doing that, we were like, okay, well, how do we build in a trigger to get people to do that? But we also have you covered on the other side. If you forget to tag, you know, you can now see. But if you forget to tag, because it's now real time, you'll be able to see that actually, oh, I'm missing a tag, and you can add it there and then.
So gotcha.
Instead of having to do all of that post around, you can do it as you're playing, and then it becomes very easy. So actually seeing your data live, you know what's going on. I think this takes that out of the equation anymore.
Well, John, before we let you go, the cost of entry for this, and people can go out to gamegolf.com. What's the price of entry for this product?
The price is for this product is $299 US dollars.
Wow.
And it will not require any additional service fees after that. So there's no subscriptions or anything like that. But there's a whole host of new features coming, like the stroke scan analysis. There's a lot of good stuff coming here to justify that price point.
Well, no, I think that's a great price point to gather that kind of data and have that kind of technology more on your belt than on your clubs and on your, you know, smartphone. So, John, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll send folks out to gamegolf.com to check out the product.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys.